In fact, it might be said that the concrete body of the universe is nothing more than an assemblage of energy which, in itself, is quite intangible. Brown's theories echoed those of U.S. electrical engineer Nikola Tesla, whose discovery in 1888 of the rotating magnetic field led to alternating current, AC, electricity transmission. Tesla foresaw limitless free energy by simply tapping into the Earth's natural magnetic energy field. In 1908, long before the idea of rotating magnetic fields was commonplace in science, Tesla stated, "Every ponderable atom is differentiated from a tenuous fluid, filling all space merely by spinning motion as a whirl of water in a calm lake. By being set in motion, this fluid, the ether, becomes gross matter. Its movement arrested, the primary substance reverts to its normal state, stillness. It appears, then, possible for man through harnessed energy of the medium and suitable agencies for starting and stopping either whirls to cause matter to form and disappear. At his command, almost without effort on his part, old worlds would vanish and new ones spring into being. He could alter the size of this planet, control its seasons, adjust its distance from the sun, guide it on its eternal journey along any path he might choose through the depths of the universe. He could make planets collide and produce his own suns and stars, his heat and light. He could originate life in all its infinite forms. To cause at will the birth and death of matter would be man's grandest deed, which would make him the master of physical creation, make him fulfill his ultimate destiny." The belief that anti-gravity or other exotic technologies were passed from the Nazis to the Allies has been further supported by sporadic periodical coverage of anti-gravity in the late 1940s and early 1950s. This was at a time before the total blackout of news concerning energy manipulation experimentation was enforced as a matter of national security. In 1956, the Swiss aviation journal Interavia Aerospace Review published an article titled "Towards Flight Without Stress or Strain or Weight." The article carried the dateline of Washington, D.C., and stated, "Electrogravitics research, seeking the source of gravity and its control, has reached a stage where profound implications for the entire human race begin to emerge. Perhaps the most startling and immediate implications of all involve aircraft, guided missiles, and free spaceflight of all kinds.